So it's nice to be back after being gone last week. September. Starting to feel like summer's ending a little bit, right? September, it's a wonderful time for you sports fans. Again, you have to put up with me if you're not. We got the baseball season coming to its end as the pressures of qualifying for the playoffs begin. Tennis, you have the U.S. Open, if you're interested in that. Many golf events taking place, both men and women. The men have this strange playoff format thing coming up that nobody really understands how they keep score. The NASCAR is coming up to the chase. And of course, the beginning of football season. Yeah. So the college football season has gotten underway this last weekend. And now, dun da da dun da da da, the NFL begins this week. And so we think of it in terms of all the preparation that has gone into it. The practices, the exhibition games. But we know, time will come, if it hasn't already, for some teams to reset, to reevaluate, to restart. Viking fans. Because of all the preparation that goes into a season, all the preparation that any of us may put into something, we still must ask, how do we know what it will be like? What is actually going to happen? What will take place? What new things must we encounter that maybe we weren't prepared for? We read in Deuteronomy how the people of Israel are now traveling through the wilderness, and it's a time to prepare. They are leaving generations of slavery and now a new beginning and heading to a new land. And God is trying to prepare them. For what are they to learn? They are to learn that the people of Israel are called to be merciful and just as God is. So earlier in the travels through the wilderness, they are assured that they have been chosen by God. And having been chosen, they are to fear the Lord, walk in God's ways, love God, serve the Lord, keep God's commandments. These are their priorities. And they do so, we are told, for their own well-being. These are benevolent instructions for goodness and kindness among all. To express concern for human engagement, how we are bound together and how we are interlocked. God's people throughout the world. So being a people of promoting life and justice and a community of well-being. And so the message is shared with the people. And there is a need for them to discern what God's will is for them. And as you read through the wilderness travels, this is reestablished again and again and again and again. But yet this is not even a new reality for God's people. It is a re-giving of the covenant that goes back even to the creation stories. The people of God know that sin will break down harmonious relationships. That sin will create divisions. Divisions among one another, between humanity and God, and within oneself. I've been dealing with the last many days a scratch on the tip of my nose. It's not a big scratch, but it's there. And I know it's there. You're probably looking at me saying, what's that on the tip of his nose? Okay, you have to sit closer if you want to see it. And I realize it there, but yet, I so often forget. So when you forget and you wipe your face or you wash your face or you scratch your nose, you open it up again. And that's been going on now for many, many, many days. As hard as I try to remember and how hard as I try to protect that, I still am unable to. So we'll see how I'm doing by next Sunday. No matter how hard we may try, we know that our sin breaks down harmonious relationships. We know that we create divisions in our relationships. But yes, God's people are told. They know also that they can act against such human inclinations. I know I can act against rubbing my nose. Just earlier in the instructions to the people of Israel in Deuteronomy, we read how they are told that the commandments are not so hard. They are not up in heaven, someplace far away. They are not beyond the sea, they are told. But they are in your mouth and they are in your heart. That they are there. And now the people are to decide those things which are life-giving and work towards that. Recognize the work of the God of creation and the continual development of His people, of His world, and of His covenant. The covenant is God's promise to all of God's people. The covenant is God's promise from the time of creation. How God's people relate to God and how we are to relate to one another to promote security and prosperity for all. And a major emphasis is the protection of those of lower social status, the weak and the vulnerable, the strangers, the widows, the orphans, and the poor. Particular attention is given, for example, to slavery. To slavery. When they write, talk about slavery and giving instructions to the people of Israel, these instructions are directed to a society in which slavery is a fact of life. And so then, what are the issues in dealing with this? Understand that people often enter into slavery because it is punishment. They are being punished for a crime or something that they have done, so they are placed into slavery. Also, to realize that people enter slavery as a result of poverty or a debt they owe. A family may sell a family member into slavery to pay a debt. A person may sell oneself into slavery to pay a debt. And so in dealing with this issue, God's people are told, though, that those who are in slavery are not trapped into permanent bondage. And following 6 years, they are to be freed. On that seventh year, they are to be given their freedom. And in the case of women, they cannot simply be sent away, but they are entitled to special status and treatment at the end of that period of time. And so there is an attempt to moderate a dehumanizing of people through slavery. The emphasis of equality, no matter what one's standing in the world is, no matter race, nationality, religion, or social status, to moderate how we can dehumanize people. So God's people are to stand for justice. It is more than just a refraining from unjust actions, but actively doing good. Martin Luther would emphasize this as he writes in his small catechism about the Ten Commandments. He writes about how we are not to steal, but also we are to protect what belongs to our neighbor. We are not to bear false witness, but we are to speak in the most positive way, in the kindest way about our neighbor. It is not only what we are not to do, but what we are to do. What we are to do. Before our travels, there is a period of preparation. Allison is wonderful at preparing. And so one of the things that we prepared for was backpacking. Backpacking to the Trampas Lakes, north of Santa Fe in New Mexico. And so Allison does everything she can to get information and to learn so that we can prepare, that we can be ready for what we are faced. And so then one of the challenges of this particular hike, that it starts at 9,000 feet. And so the goal on the first day was to go 4 of the 6 miles to Hidden Lake. But we found out that we didn't truly comprehend and understand the information that we were given. It wasn't quite clear to us. On top of that, we were given inaccurate info from what we considered a helpful hiker who knew the area. And so we went from being somewhat informed to totally misinformed. And so instead of going at 4 miles that first day, we ended up going the entire 6 to over an elevation of 11,000 feet. Which was a challenge, particularly to Allison. But she accepted that challenge. She was stubborn. She was willful. Making the entire climb in that one afternoon. And you have to admire being able to overcome. And of course, the biggest challenge she faces is her journey with me through life. But no matter the preparations, there is that need to reset and that need to renew. So in the covenant, we see that renewal because God remains at work among our sinful inclinations. Because God forgives and accepts the sinner. God's grace sustains the relationship in the face of human unfaithfulness. There is an ongoing reconciliation with God, with one another, and often even within ourselves. And so we face a new football season. And of all the preparations, we wonder how now that will develop. What will become of it? Of anticipations and hopes and expectations. And how often there will be a need to reset. From creation, from the origin of the covenant, the development is ongoing. And God tries to work through us. Amen.